Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious baby Yodas. Whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer, get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in. Hi friends, welcome back. Today we are talking to Jessica, better known as Peanut and Pringle. Hope you enjoy the show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to see you.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Since I first heard that there's going to be a podcast, I wanted to be on it. Oh. I don't know why, because I'm usually not someone who talks a lot or who likes talking about anything, but probably because it's the Baby Yoda stuff. It's so special.
Yeah.
It's easier to talk about it because we love it and that's what we have in common.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that is the common thing, because most of the people who've been on are self-proclaimed introverts, you know, they're not, you know, ready to like be out there. But once you start talking about the babies, it's like, that's out the window and we're just like talking and talking.
Yeah. So for me, I was really nervous and I was feeling like, oh my gosh, this reminds me of job interviews.
Oh gosh, yes.
I mean, it's not like that, not at all, but it's like, I'm going through some questions in my head and I'm trying to prepare a few things, but in the end, it doesn't matter. So we just start talking, but because in my job interviews, when I was at home doing online interviews, I always had my babies next to me.
Oh,
of course not in the camera, so no one could see them.
Yes.
But it has given me some strength and security. So
isn't that funny? It is. It's so true that they do that. I always have Jojo here with me when I'm doing my interviews, and just having the babies here, it just kind of like gives you that little boost of confidence, I guess. Well, I guess, let's see, should we just go ahead and get into it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So where are you from? I think most of us know where Peanut and Pringle are from, but you want to tell us a little bit about where you're from, where you live?
Yeah, so we're from Germany, from Eastern Germany. So one of the bigger cities in Germany. And we don't live in the city center, so a little bit outside where it's nature and green and kind of peaceful. It's the way I like it, but it's not far from everything. And I really like it here actually, but I think I have to move very soon because I need a bigger apartment so the babies can get their own room.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It's crazy how much stuff I have. And it's just 2 years.
it's like, yeah, I know I've experienced the same thing where you don't realize like after a while you're like looking around and it's like, where did all of this baby stuff come from?
Exactly.
And my dream is to have a house or apartment someday with their own room because it's just taking over everything.
I have no space left anymore. So every time I get a happy mail, I'm like, oh, I hope it's nothing big or anything. I can consume or something that take too much space, but I mean, it's really nice.
Of course. Yeah. So what do you work? Do you go to school? Anything outside?
No, I work. I work in marketing for, 8 or 9 years. And I've changed jobs for the first time right after I got Peanut in 2022. Mm. And So he was my emotional support during interviews and everything, and it really helped. And actually, so for me, it was really big changing jobs for the first time. And so it was like a big step. And when I started the new job, I actually got fired after 2 months, along with some other employees. So not that I did anything wrong. It was just, a cost, problem that was not very well thought through.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my gosh, what do I do now? And I was really frustrating. And it does something to your mental health. And it was really good to have the babies with me. So,
They are like a support system.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
It's amazing. So, gosh, that's really awful. So it was a new job and you're only there for 2 months and then they just kind of started downsizing or something.
Yeah, exactly. And the good thing was, so I was still in this whole applying for job thing, and I still had everything prepared, all my all the documents and everything. So it also didn't took me long to get a new job, and now I'm really happy and I make a lot more money. And so it's really good. I work just in home office now, so I can be with the babies all of the time.
Perfect.
That's really cool. And so after all, I say it's good that this happened.
Yeah.
And it's good the way it is right now. And even if you feel at one point, oh, why did this happen to me? Or damn, what should I do now? So you just have to go forward and
just go with it.
Never stop.
Yeah, exactly. I know that there's, I mean, obviously we have a pretty big community and people are always experiencing different things, but I do know of a couple of people right now who are kind of going through work issues where they're not sure what's going to happen with their job. And so, you know, you get really used to a certain way of life, I guess, you know, a routine. And so to have it shaken up like that is very uncomfortable and it's scary, but you said it exactly. Like it was like a blessing almost in disguise.
Yeah, that's true.
Because now you came across something even better than what you had.
Definitely.
So it's a good reminder for people to know that even though something bad might be happening at that moment, sometimes it's for the best and you don't know it.
Yeah, true. So, I mean, I think many people, especially probably everyone who's more like an introvert, they don't like changes.
Yeah.
And anything that's new, that's big, and that's why we're kind of scared. But in the end,
it works out.
Yeah, it works out for the best. And then
Well, that's awesome, man. What a good story for you for work. Wow.
Yeah, and I think the good thing is, so because I had Peanut with me at this time, so that helped. And also, so I work from home, but sometimes I have to travel and I don't really like it, but it's like, okay, it comes with a job just a few times a year, but I take Peanut with me, so it makes it better.
They're such great little companions.
Yeah.
They just make life so much better. Are you married? Do you have a significant other?
No, I live alone. So just with the babies. And but my family lives very close, so I get to see them very often. And also my best friend, they all know about the Baby Yodas.
Oh,
they like it as well. So
do they follow your account?
No, I think no one follows me, but they know about it. So except like for my parents, they know that there is a community, but they're a little bit distant, so they say, this is a little bit too much. So every time I visit them, I take at least Peanut or Pringle with me.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, of course, you had to take them with you. And then they sit on the couch, and they have a baby Yoda as well. So they even
Oh.
had one before me. So I'm always like, you started it, so don't complain now and say this is getting out of hand. So
Exactly. Have we ever seen their baby?
yes, mainly in stories, but he doesn't have a name, and
Oh.
so yeah, he doesn't gets to be in the
Yeah. I think it's so funny when we see family members who have babies and like whoever like the account is that's going to see their family, and we get to see the cousin or whoever it is. It's like, oh, there's a baby on the outside that's not a part of the community. I don't know, it's just funny.
Yeah, and I remember that a few people said, hey, does he have an Instagram account? He needs one. But I'm like, no, I don't think that that his parents would want that, or that they would like to do it. Even I think it was Bebe. She even offered to send a name tag necklace, and I was like, oh, that's so sweet, but he doesn't have a name, and I don't think my parents would like to dress him or accessories on him, so yeah.
So funny. It's like the account, is it Yodi of Sweden? Oh gosh, I better look it up. But they have Alma and they're
Yeah,
all like part of the
that's
family.
Alma and your dad in
Yes.
Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
Oh
is
gosh.
so cute. A big family. That's
Yeah. I think that is so funny and
yeah.
adorable. So how did you first like get involved with the Baby Yoda community? Did you get the babies before you discover the community, or did you see the community and then be like, oh, I need to get these babies?
Yeah, it was this way, the second way you said. So, like I said, my family already had a baby Yoda, and it was actually my mom who watched the show and always told me, you need to watch this. There's this cute green little bean. He's so cute. You need to watch it. And I was always like, no, I never watched Star Wars. And I thought
Oh my
I
gosh.
would probably not understand a thing, and why would I watch this? And it was in 2022 when I like January or something, so I was bored, and I had my Disney Plus subscription, and I was like, okay, let's just check it out. Why not? If I don't like it, I don't need to continue. But I loved it. I loved it, especially because you don't need to understand all the backstories from Star Wars. So it was really easy to follow. I did not expect that. And I at this time, the second season was released, and the Boba Fett episode, so it was already a lot, and I was so hyped, and I was always, while I was watching, I was always sending Baby Yoda memes to my mother, and we were sending each other always pictures of Baby Yoda and everything. And I looked it up online, and I found all these Baby Yoda Chikinagi memes and all this stuff. I didn't get it at first, but I mean, I still don't know where it came from, but it's really funny. And I don't know, at some point, I found lots of pictures where people post with the baby Yodas, with the dolls basically, and that was so cute. People made photos where they sit in the car, and oh, it was so sweet. And I found an account of someone from the community on Tumblr, and I looked through all their posts, and then I found their Instagram, and that was the point where I discovered that there was a huge community.
Oh,
And I
yeah.
started following lots of accounts, but I don't know. It took me like 2 weeks, and I was like, I need a Baby Yoda doll now.
Oh,
It
yes.
didn't take me very long, although my parents had one, but I at first I didn't like it that much, probably because I was like, it doesn't look exactly like Grogu in the show, but the longer you watch the show and you see the babies, it's like like if I just see it, I was not so convinced or not so, I don't know. I didn't know that there would come so much later on, and seeing them in like daily situations, interacting
yes.
with them, that's what makes it so cute.
And, yeah.
Yeah, so, and the funny thing is I made my Instagram account. I even picked Peanut's name. I prepared everything before he even arrived.
Oh, how cute.
So I was like, he's gonna be called Peanut. And oh. I made him an email address and created the account. And like, I ordered him on Amazon. And when he arrived, that was like the best day ever.
Oh my gosh.
And I immediately started posting. And it was, I didn't expect that, but it was such a warm welcome. Mm-hmm. Everyone was so nice and and everyone was sharing stories. There's a new friend, please follow him. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful and sweet. And yeah, I don't know. It didn't take me long to have so many friends, but it took me really long to get to know everyone and remember all the names. But
oh, I love that whole story. I mean, I kind of have sort of a similar feeling, or had a similar feeling towards the babies when I first started seeing their the Instagram accounts. I was like, oh yeah, that's, you know, cute, whatever, but they didn't look like Grogu, and so I wasn't as interested in them, sadly. I'm afraid to admit that, but once I was seeing the posts of all the babies interacting and doing all their you know, daily activities, oh my gosh, the babies, they just started to grow on me. And now it's like, I almost like them more than Grogu in the show.
I mean, we just can't live without them now.
Yeah,
they're part of the family.
Yep, exactly. Do you have a favorite moment from the show, from the Mandalorian, that
I mean, every scene with Grogu. I think what I like most is where Grogu and Mando are reunited after season two, when they after Grogu has been with Luke, and then he decides to come back to Din. So that was just really, really nice.
Yeah.
But, and I love this scene. I think it was in season two where he was having these blue cookies and,
oh my gosh, yeah,
then traveling in the space ship, and he was waving his hands in the air, and then later he was throwing up, but it was just so cute. And the sounds he makes, this is just adorable.
You know, it's so funny. I always think about like the creators of the show, and like when they were, you know, putting this all together, did they have any idea how special this was going to become and how important in our lives, you know, and just all those little nuances of the baby making the sounds, like, it just blows my mind. Like, how did they know that this was going to be such a thing for us?
It's crazy.
So how many babies now are part of the account?
So Peanut and Pringle, and I do have a little Peanut plushie since I think 2 weeks. So it was a gift from Isabel Gans from Canada. That was so sweet. I didn't expect that. So that I would say to everyone, please don't send anything big. It's just a tiny little thing, okay? And only if you want to. I know, like, shipping fees and everything could be a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was opening the Happy Mail. I was like, oh my gosh, it's basically a new baby, like a third edition. So, yeah.
But Isabel, she's so sweet.
Yeah, she is so nice. But it's basically Peanut and Pringle. They are the main characters of the account. And yeah, I think there won't be more, because I mean, as much as I love them, and every time I go to a store and I see them,
oh gosh,
babies there, but It's like I don't have more space, and
Yeah.
why I will, yeah, stay with the two boys.
Yeah. I know it's hard to see the babies in the stores, if especially if there's just one.
Yeah, that's so sad. It's like, oh, all alone, no one wants them. I need to rescue them.
I know. That's how it feels so much. And yeah, it, but you know what? It gets to be so hard because, I mean, honestly, when like we go somewhere and we want to take babies, it's like, well, there's four babies in my account now. And then Wednesday from Wickedly Wednesday, yeah. She's us. And so then there's five babies and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't take all of them. So if I only take one or two, I feel bad about the other ones being left behind. And so it's just too much. That's just too much, like, stress and anxiety. So, yeah, I would advise just two. Two would be fine and don't get any more.
Let's see.
Yeah. People would probably not like me saying that, but it is. It's hard. So do you have any, like, Baby Yoda merchandise, or do you have anything, you know, aside from the babies that is, like,
I really like the Star Wars or Mandalorian Lego I have. So I used to have a lot of Lego when I was younger and somehow it disappeared. I don't know where it is, but so since I'm in this community, I started collecting Lego again. And that's,
oh yeah,
really nice having this. And I also have these really cool lightsabers.
So oh, they're
from Disneyland.
Cool.
And really? It was also a gift from my cute Grogu.
Oh.
So it's really sweet. So I have two of them. So one for Peanut and one for Pringle. Because they're just the perfect size.
Oh my gosh, those are perfect. Wow, I need to go to Disneyland. There's so much merchandise there. Oh
yeah, God. I mean, I have never been, so that's still a dream.
Yeah.
And one more thing, so for Christmas 2022, I got a hot chocolate ball. So you put it in hot milk and it turns out to be a hot chocolate and it had a Grogu marshmallow inside.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my gosh, this is way too special. I can't eat it. And I kept it until a month ago. So I was like, okay, it's gonna expire soon. I have to eat it because that would be just a waste if I have to throw it away. But
yeah,
I was like, I couldn't buy it here because, I mean, compared to the US, we don't have that much Grogu merchandise.
Oh, and right.
So it's a little bit more limited here. So because I looked it up and I found it on Amazon.com, but not here in Germany. And I was like, oh, this is so sad.
Oh.
I thought it's so special. I couldn't get it here because I got it through a Happy Mail from the US. And I was like, oh, this is so sweet.
Oh, man.
And but in the end I ate it, but I still kept the package and even the foil of the chocolate because it had a Grogu on it.
I know, you can't throw that away. It's like, it's just not only sentimental, but it's just cute to have those.
Yeah, I even kept the packaging of where Pringle was in when I bought him. So, I mean, it's somewhere in the basement, but it's like, I can't throw it away. It has a memory.
Is it like the, well, some of the babies I know when they were first coming in, it was like a little half pod looking thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think I barely got rid of them just like a few months ago. I still had them. I'm like, oh, I don't have room. I have to get rid of something. But yeah, those are like their little original pods. So
yeah.
So with the babies, what are their personalities like? How would you describe them?
I think so Peanut as the first baby, the one who's a little bit, let's say, louder, and Pringle is more shy. And I think that happens very often when people have new babies and if they don't put them in the spotlight, because I don't know, at least to me, it's like You know, that's always my number one. It sounds weird somehow because I don't want Pringle to feel bad.
Yes, I know what you
This
mean.
is really strange, but it's like he's always going to be more present on the ground and everything. And but I think in the end, he's very similar to me. Maybe that's something we just feel comfortable with, that they represent us in the community, or the way we want to be, maybe a little bit less introverted, but
exactly,
especially let's say in school or something, or at the parties. So I wouldn't go to parties or anything crowded, but it's like in the community it's different. And that's just the way I see the babies. So
yeah,
they are similar to me. They like similar things when it comes to what they like to be doing all day, and but not when it comes to food. So food is very important for the babies. So they're always like chocolate and pizza and all these things, which is yummy, but I would not eat that all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, they're just like, they live on junk food.
Yeah.
And no vegetables, nothing.
No broccoli.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you had any like memorable or I don't know, like an interaction with any of the either BYC members or just followers of the community? Anything that stands out to you?
Well, I think what's really memorable are some of the conversations I had with certain members. So of course we talk about the babies, but sometimes we also talk about private things and personal things and or about our health and if we're not feeling well or something's going on the job. And I really like that. So there are a few members where I have a lot of we're very close, and we talk about lots of different things, and that's just really cool. So by now I've connected with a lot of members, not just on Instagram, but we're connected via WhatsApp or Discord, and so we talk also, and that's really cool. We talk about TV shows we're watching, so and how our day was, or what's going on at work. So there are different people with different topics, and it's really cool because it's like when you come home and you have someone there, you talk about your day, and usually it's something where you would say, those are strangers on the internet.
Right. Yeah.
and at first I never would have thought that we would connect like this.
Yeah.
But it's really cool how it turned out.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, I mean, that's one of the things too that have just really surprised me about being a part of the community. Just making the friendships and connections with people that you would have, I mean, I would have never thought about making friends with people on the internet. It just seemed like, you know, you're asking for trouble. But this community is so, it is different. And it's like, you do have these connections that are real with people. Yeah. And I feel like we've got lifelong friends now, you know, that we've.
Yeah, definitely. So I remember the first time I was asked to share my address.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, can I do it? Can I trust this person? And I was very careful, and I was like, okay, what should go wrong? But and then I got my very first happy mail, and it was so sweet. And I can totally understand for everyone who comes into the community that they're a little bit hesitant at first, and because it's just not usual.
Exactly.
But in our community, it's totally normal, and that's what's so cool.
Yeah, I know. I was the same. I didn't want to give out my first. I didn't want to give out my first name, let alone my last name. You know, address. Like, oh no, like. this is gonna go wrong. But yeah, no, it's so far, yeah, it's been amazing. Have you, so speaking of like the friends and connections that you've made, have you met anybody in person?
Yeah, so so I've met two community members, and first I met Alma last year.
Oh wow.
So that was in November. I knew where she was living because we were exchanging happy mails already. Yeah. And I was on my vacation and I knew that I would drive through her city. Mm. And so I was asking her if she would like to meet, and so very spontaneously.
Yeah.
Because I know it, I would have been way too nervous if I asked in advance, like 2 months. So it was just like 2 days before I asked. So maybe for the afternoon, for maybe 1 or 2 hours. And it was so amazing.
Oh gosh.
It was just so cool. And yeah,
oh.
It was a really cool experience. And yeah, and to this year, that was just about 3 weeks ago, I met Fratz from Austria.
Oh yes, Fratz and Rübe.
Yeah, oh, exactly. So unfortunately, Rübe wasn't with
oh.
us. So, but Fratz. And yeah. So because with the auntie of, or the mother of Fratz and Rübe, I have already, yeah, I don't know, we have talked a lot, and we felt like we know each other.
Yes.
Already really well, like we
yep.
have met before, and
yep.
we planned a short vacation together without having seen each other before. so just for 4 days, but it was so cool. I was just like, normally I would never do it, like,
oh yeah,
oh, this is great on the internet, let's have a vacation together. But this was just so cool because so we have been watching a TV show together for, I don't know, maybe 10 months. So almost every week we have an evening where we connect
oh.
on Discord and we watch together and we talk about everything. And then it was like, hey, let's visit this town where they shoot everything from
oh
the TV
gosh.
Show. And so we have been huge fans. And it was just perfect because we could combine our love for Baby Yodas, our love for this TV show, and we could talk about everything.
Oh, yeah. I love that. What is the show? What is this TV show?
Oh, it's a German show. I don't think you will know it.
Oh, maybe not, but maybe other friends will.
Yeah, so maybe the German fans will know. Yeah. It's called Hubert and Staller. It's a crime, but let's say a comedy crime show. Really funny, but yeah.
Oh, that is so cool, Jessica. How fun.
And so a little spoiler, but in fall, we are planning a Germany Baby Yoda meetup with some more friends from Germany and around, everyone who's nearby. And so we didn't announce it yet to the public, but we've already contacted everyone we know in private, and we've made a group, and we've already made plans, and we're already I don't know, I think about 7 or 8 or 10 people maybe even. So
wow.
Yeah, so we've been inspired by all the meetups. It's
yes.
I mean, if you see the pictures from the Las Vegas meeting, it's just incredible. And we knew we didn't want to start too big with too many people.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we would have so many people here, but we didn't want this to be overwhelming. I mean, we've never
yeah.
organized something like this. But yeah, we're all so excited, and we hope it's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be. Oh man. And so did you just see like all the pictures from the recent Brussels?
Yeah,
meetup?
Yeah. So I was thinking to go there, but it's a long way, and it was exactly the time I was, well, not exactly the time, but the same month I was meeting with Fratz, and
oh yeah,
it's like, oh, it's two travels in the same month, that's a lot, also money wise. So
yeah,
but yeah, it looks so amazing, especially since it's not just people from Brussels and around. It's also Tini from UK, and then from the US. So lots of people traveled a far way. So
yeah, it's so, I can't even like put into words how moved I am when I see the friends meeting up and the babies all together. Like, I literally will look at these pictures and cry. I mean, you know, not like sobbing, but I'll have tears in my, and thinking about it right now, I'm getting tears in my eyes. I just love it so much. It just really blows my mind that we've met all these people and the babies have been able to meet their friends, and just seeing everybody come together. It's so heartwarming. I cannot wait to see your pictures from that Germany meetup.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
I hope it's going to be cool, but I think so. And
yeah,
I'm excited. And especially, I would really love to see like what others are doing. Like when you're walking around with a big crowd of Baby Yoda, the looks of the people. Uh-huh. It's gonna be really funny, but it's like, I don't care. So for me, it's always a bit strange. I would not take out the babies in public when I'm somewhere and there are lots of people.
Yeah,
I feel a little bit, I don't know, not very comfortable. And
have you taken them out?
A few times, but I usually just take them with me when I'm somewhere like hiking or somewhere where there are not a lot of people usually.
Yeah.
But when I was in Hamburg for a vacation, I was on a sightseeing tour on a bus, and I took Peanut out because it was not, there were not a lot of people on the bus, but there was a little boy who was, I don't know, maybe 10. He was not that little, but
yeah.
He looked at me like, what's going on here?
He was judging you.
Yeah, it's like, this is a crazy lady there. And then I felt strange, and I was like, no, I will take him back inside the bag later. So
I know, it's just that the looks that you get sometimes, well, especially if you're by yourself, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, it can feel so awkward. But yeah, you guys are gonna have a big group of people with the babies. That's gonna be so funny.
Once I was at the cinema with a friend, and I was having Peanut with me, and she was like, oh, just take him out, we'll make some pictures, it's really cool. And I was like, really, is that not strange for you? And she was like, oh, of course not. There were others, but I think they didn't even notice. But
yeah.
I mean, I always hear the stories where other people say they're really small kids and they say, oh, that's cute, and but I never had that experience yet.
Yeah. I will see, I always wonder, and I ask people about that too, like if you've had any like anything that's happened when you've been out in public with them, because I feel like in different parts of the world, it's maybe accepted more or less, you know? And so I just wonder not only how do people react, but then how do you like deal with that, I guess?
Yeah, exactly. So so for me, I don't have a lot of situations, but I agree. It depends where you live. And I think like here in Germany, it's not as well known as maybe in other parts of the world, and people don't even know who it is.
Yeah.
Okay. why is this woman bringing his doll with her?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh gosh, I'm so excited though for this meetup. I can't wait to see. These are gonna be fun pictures. How many days are you gonna? Is it like for a few days?
A weekend.
Oh, okay.
So basically just one whole day where we're gonna go to park, Legoland actually.
Oh, how cool.
And then we'll have to see. So we probably have the evening before the day so we can all arrive, in peace and get to know everyone. And the good thing is I already know two people now, the ones that I have met with, and so
Oh, it's gonna be great.
yeah.
It's really gonna be good. What is your I like to find out too what people's ideas of the future are with the BYC. Like, do you see it continuing, like beyond and into the future?
So, well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I would be really sad if any connections I have or any friendships would just stop or get
Yeah.
lost somehow. But you never know. I mean, if we're realistic, or to me, nothing lasts forever, to be
Yeah,
honest. And
true.
maybe it's also it comes with the platform, so we're all we have to rely on Instagram,
Yeah.
and I feel like okay, platform social media comes and goes, but if it's up to me, it never ends.
Yeah.
But you never know. I mean, we all know at one point the show will probably not run forever.
Yeah.
We don't know if the movie is going to be the last thing about the Mandalorian and Grogu, and maybe people will lose interest or something, or we never know, but life can happen. Things
Yeah,
can happen,
absolutely.
and I don't know, but I hope not. Or even if we don't use Instagram at one point anymore, I hope we still stay connected somehow
Yeah.
with the ones we're really close.
I think we will. And I think even Dale, Baby Yoda fan Dale, was saying how it's kind of moved now. Well, for him anyway, it's moved beyond just the babies and posting and stuff, because he hasn't been posting much at all, really, because just life gets in the way. But he still stays active in like the chats and stuff, and keeping the communication going with the people that he's met. And I think that is the thing. It's gonna, even if the Mandalorian kind of dies out, it's still gonna, we're still gonna have the connections, I think.
Yeah.
I can't see how after this long we would just walk away from each other.
Yeah.
At least I hope not, but
Yeah, that would be really sad. I mean, I
yeah.
can't imagine not having Peanut and Prino with me all of the time. So
Yeah.
maybe some people would say it's just a phase, so it's like it will stop at one point, but that's also one thing that's really cool about the community. So we're people from all kinds of places and all kind of ages. So
Yeah.
it's not like this is just a thing for young people,
Yeah.
or it's everyone falls for the babies at one
Yeah.
point.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. Yesterday, I think we were having a conversation about our ages in the school chat, and I didn't realize that some of our friends are in their 70s. And I just find that so awesome. Like, there is like such a range of ages. We've got 20-year-olds, up to 70 and maybe beyond. I don't know. But the baby brings us all together, and we find that common ground and a lot of things in common, with each other, just through these babies.
Yeah, I mean it's funny because when you think about the intention that Mattel or whoever like created the idea of the little dolls, they both thought, hey, it's a fun thing for children to have the little doll, but I don't think they expected to have lots of grown-ups having dolls and dressing them and going out with them, going sh having them sitting in the shopping cart or having their own seat on the plane or something. This is just really, really cute. And I hope they never stop producing them. That it's like there are no new babies, but
I know it's I think it was intended for children, but the grown-ups, the adults, were the ones that really embraced it. Yeah, that's so funny. I know. I think that you can still buy original sort of Star Wars toys and whatnot, things that are still being produced. So I have a feeling like they're never gonna stop making Grogu stuff, it's always going to be a thing that's, you know, people are interested in. I wish that they would make, I mean, also that baby clothes, you know, real baby clothes will fit them.
Yep.
I'm like, gosh, Mattel's really missing out on an opportunity to cash in on, you know, buying, you know, making clothes for the babies and
yeah,
accessories. But
that's true.
That's why we have our own people in the community making stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we have some really talented people,
yes,
who create these clothes.
Yeah.
And that's really cool.
I know. It's really, that's so, the thing too, I like that that has come out of the community is seeing the talent that people have for crafting clothes and hats and accessories. And it's really kind of given people another avenue of maybe income, but expression, like expressing your talents and stuff. So it's so multifaceted.
Yeah. Yeah. So I even kind of want to start learn how to knit so I can make clothes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I will, but yeah, it's funny what you can make us do, or what what we suddenly start doing that we never thought we would. I mean, I never thought I would have so many baby clothes without having a real human baby. It was really strange the first time I walked into a store for children clothes.
Yeah.
So I was feeling really strange, but by now I go in with confidence. And
yeah.
And I was always thinking, I can't go to the same store and always buy the same size for years. Then they would think, what's wrong?
I do the same thing. There's a resale shop near where I live here. It's just for kids. It's like baby clothes and like toddlers. And so, you know, for the last 4 years, I've been going there to buy newborn clothes. And, you know, after some time, the people start talking to you because it's owned by like this couple.
Okay.
So when I was first going, I was like, oh yeah, you know, I'm buying it for so-and-so. Not thinking I was going to be a recurring customer.
Yeah.
Now they've never asked me, but I feel like they are just wondering, what in the world is this person doing? But yeah, well, it could be worse, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they should be happy that we buy from them.
Exactly. Yeah. So no judgment. So, like, with the community, have you done any, like, parties or events or collaborated with other accounts for doing certain events?
Yeah, so I had this event with Doki and Bayou, the Tumbling Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
So we started this, oh my gosh, over a year ago. And so we only do it casually, not all the time. Basically, so we said the first Tuesday of the month is the Tumbling Tuesday.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And I try to find some creative ways to produce some content. But it's fun to see that some people still want to participate and do it after all this time.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that it's not a lot of people every week, because it's a lot of work. So
yeah,
I have been doing now a few events and I'm like, whew, I can't do it all the time. It takes a lot of time, and I realize more and more that sometimes I need a break and I need to stay offline for a while. Not that it's not fun, it's just yeah, it's not good for my eyes and my, like, a few weeks ago, I was really having pain in my hand from holding the phone and typing. I never had that before, but I knew I need a break. I can't do it all the time. If I'm online for 2 or 3 hours and just type and respond to comments, it's just not working.
Yeah.
And I don't know how others do it. So,
yeah,
for example, the teacher for the Baby Yoda school, it's crazy what Nicole does. So
I know,
not just school, also Pa Tuesday, and
mm-hmm.
it's Well, to me, it's like it seems like a full time job, but
yes,
yeah.
I don't understand how she does it.
Amazed how she does it, but yeah, and so I've been doing the movie events, the movie nights.
Yes.
So actually, like once a month with Biscottino y Bimbo Baby Yodas, and it's really fun because it's always like another topic. So it's it's not like you're doing the same all the time, and we're always creating new posters, new badges, so that's fun.
Yeah,
but yeah, so I couldn't do it more than once a month. That's, to me, it's like, no, that's the limit. And now we also I don't know if you've seen it, so we have this, so we have the Socky Sunday event, and
yes,
I recently started doing the Socky Sunday world tour with Who Ate Our Snacky Snacks. So we changed the event a little bit, so we also talked with Little Green, so they are not mad with us, but so the idea was just to have Peanut and Tadeus from Who Ate Our Snacky Snacks to be on a world tour with their socks on their ears. And, like, they always appear on different places in the world, like famous locations. And so that's one more thing we're trying to do every Sunday. But to me, it's like, I wouldn't do anything else. It's to me, for me, it's enough.
It is.
And there's still a lot of events we want to attend. So
yeah,
I always try to keep up and not to miss anything, but it's impossible to.
Oh yeah.
Part of every event. I always feel bad, but it's like, I can't do it.
I know.
I mean, I don't want to do 10 posts a day. And I try to make a schedule where I write down what events are, what birthdays are, and then yeah. There's school, you have to do homework. It's crazy. I never thought at this age I would have to do homework every week.
I know. It's like, sometimes it can be, I mean, not to say that I don't love it, because I love it, but sometimes it can be so stressful. I'm like, oh my God, homework is due. And I'm like, what in the world am I doing? It's just, it's so funny. I love it.
I was like, my friend says, hey, do you want to hang out? I'm like, sorry, I have homework to do. And they're like, what?
That's the thing about this community. It's just like, well, talking to Carolina last week, or
yeah,
for the podcast that just came out, she mentioned that it brings back her her childhood, or it lets her express her childness, you know. And I think that is exactly like the perfect way to describe it, because I think we get so caught up in our regular lives, we forget what it's like to just be silly and, you know,
have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play. I mean, obviously we have to do homework sometimes, but it's just so funny. I think that's such a fun thing about this community, just letting us be kids again.
Yeah. And I really love that. I mean, we can be really creative, and some accounts that come up with so funny videos and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we know there are like troublemakers that kind of do their homework, but in a funny way, and that's really refreshing and funny, and we don't have to take each other very serious, and
exactly.
We can, it's just really cool.
Yeah. Yes. It's so many things about this place that I just absolutely love. Okay. Questions from the community.
Yay.
All right. Life of Baby Yoda. They ask, any plans to visit the USA?
So I would really love to. I admit I don't travel a lot because I don't like planes or trains or ships. So basically everything any place I can't travel to with my car, probably not gonna happen anytime soon. But yeah, in theory, I would love to. I think there's so much to see in the US, and it's just that would be so cool. By now, I know a lot of people from there. Because of the community, but also people I work with are from the US, and it's just that would be really cool, but I don't like long distances. I'm just not, I don't feel so comfortable with it, and yeah, maybe I can overcome this at one point. Or maybe, I don't know, I would not travel alone, so that also something I feel really strange. But maybe in the future.
No, but I totally get that, the flying part. I hate to fly. I hate it, but I mean, I've had to fly, obviously, many places, but that's the thing. Like, I think about friends that are in Australia. I would love to see some of them someday, but imagine that flight, like 14 or I don't know how many hours, for me anyway, 20 hours. I cannot imagine. That is terrifying. So I don't know if I'll ever see them. But yeah, I get what you're saying. The traveling is just
Yeah.
too much
So
sometimes.
if we can, I don't know, if maybe in the future we can beam each other from one point to the next,
Yes.
then I'm in.
Yes, that part I could do. All right, Teeny Tiny Yoda asks, what is your favorite animal?
Definitely a cat
Oh, yeah.
for all cats. So, I used to have a cat when I was a child, and yeah, that's probably why I love them so much. But I also love the tigers and lions and the wild cats.
Yeah,
So.
those are great. We have cats. We just, I hadn't had cats myself, well, since I was a child, but I can't, I just, they're so funny. Just, they have the funniest personalities and the way they play with each other. Oh my gosh, yeah, I love cats.
I guess you're either a cat or a dog person, so that's always the question asked. And I always compare them, and I'm like, oh, with dogs you have so much work. You have to go out every day. You have to, I don't know, you have to wash them. They don't take care of that themselves like a cat. And like you can't always cuddle with them or let them sleep in your bed. Depend on the kind of dog you have, but like I just love cats.
Yeah, they are, cats are pretty self-sufficient, I will say. Although the baby that we have, the littlest one, he, I don't know why he is so oh, how would you say it? Like needy. I thought cats were just always going to be off doing their own thing. Like you could just see them over there. This baby cat, he just wants to be with us constantly, and he'll cry. He doesn't meow. He does this whining cry, and it's, oh my God, it drives me crazy, but I love him. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't have anything or have it any other way, I guess. He's just
So
adorable.
cute.
Okay, my cute Grogu. They ask, are you going on vacation this summer? If so, where are you planning to go?
I have a week off in July, but I have not booked anything, or I have not planned anything. I will probably maybe do a day trip or something that's not too far away, but probably spontaneously. So nothing planned yet. So I keep my big travel plans until fall when we all meet. We'll meet up. So that's my next highlight, the upcoming highlight for me.
Well, that's kind of like a good, a vacation, or not so much summer, but yeah, something coming up.
Yeah, I mean it's not long, but intense. I guess.
Yes, very intense. That's gonna be awesome. Okay, Carol La Loca, she's the mom of Pepito and all those babies. She
Yeah.
asks, how is a typical day for you both?
Since I'm in home office, they can sleep in.
Oh yeah.
Every day. Usually, so they sleep next to me in the bed, and so usually I get up, and when I start working in the morning, I have some meetings, and it depends on the day. Sometimes it's already like 11 a.m. and I'm like, oh, the babies, they're still sleeping. And then I get into the bedroom and I pick them up, and then I put them on the couch, and they pretty much sit there most of the day while I work. And but in between, I always go to them. I ask them how they are, and
yeah.
Sometimes I, not recently, but sometimes I give them something like a toy or a coloring book, just so they have something to do.
Yeah.
And yeah, so in the evening we have a little bit more time together. And so a typical evening is that we sit together on the couch and watch TV or eat. And so they always have to pose with the food I cooked. And yeah, then we cuddle. And on the weekend, it depends if I go somewhere. Sometimes I take them with me, but yeah, not that often.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think the babies have like the best life.
Yeah, definitely.
They just get to sleep in and eat and have fun.
So sometimes I tell them that they should start working on their homework while I work.
Yeah, yeah.
But usually they don't start until I help them.
It's funny how they do that, these little babies. They don't, you know, take initiative.
Yeah, and they always get away with it. So
yes, yeah.
They just look so cute, and then it's like, okay.
Yep. All right. Okay, so another question. This one I think is from more so the babies than the mom, but Pepito 666 Piel de Verde asks, Pina and Pringle, will you one day come to visit Canada, precisely Montreal, Quebec?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they would love to. So if there was a way, they would do it. So
yeah,
definitely. If it wasn't up to me, they would get on the plane and travel there.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Canada. We all love Canada. I have a huge Canada flag since I was a teenager. And
oh, cool.
It's still in my bedroom, and I love everything about Canada. So I would love to live there. So that's like,
oh wow,
if I would live anywhere else in the world, it would be either Austria or Canada. So I love mountains, and yeah. I love the woods and the nature and everything. It's not too hot, snow, and yeah, that would be just really cool.
Yeah, I love how Canada is still very natural, I guess. Like, there is so much nature there, so much like wildness. It's beautiful. I see their pictures, like Yodi Rise of Adventure, when they're out doing adventures. Oh my gosh, it's so pretty. I would love to go there.
I think we do have a few members from Canada, so
yeah,
it's not like they're just one or two, but
yeah, there's quite a few. Okay, so Brown Love, this friend of the community, they ask, what about the BYC to you makes it the best community out there?
That's a good question. Not so easy, but I think it's definitely this love, this support, and just these friendships you develop in such a short time. So
yeah.
So it's very special. And to be honest, so I know that there are quite a few accounts that don't have Baby Yodas, but they're following the Baby Yoda community, and they post comments, and we chat, so that it's totally fine. And I think they also can develop a big love for the babies, even if they don't have one.
Yeah.
So, it's probably fine to me, actually, that that we also that we're also kind of friends and connected.
Yeah, the baby brings so many people together. I think even S, you know, Auntie S,
yeah,
she does have a baby, but very rarely does she post about him. And I think she started, or she came into the community just as like a fan of the babies, not so much to be an active participant. And but yeah, so it's like you don't have to have a baby to be part of the community or feel like this welcome, you know, sense of community as well. Okay, TRX632, they ask, how did you discover the art of destroying?
Okay, so this is referring to the puzzles.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think, I mean, it wasn't planned. I can tell you, so I bought the first puzzle like the day after I was fired from this one job. I was just like, I have nothing else to do. Let's start a puzzle. and I was done really fast. And I think that's just the typical thing. You're done and it's like, well, it looks so good, but in the end, what should I do with it?
Yeah.
Go back in the box. And
yeah.
And then I was like, okay, during the puzzling, I can make some pictures with the babies, but it's not, I don't know, it's not that special, probably. Uh-huh. I was like, okay, but when I put it back inside the box, I could just draw it in a fun way. And that was just for fun, really. And then it became a thing. I don't know. It was just, actually, it was random, but then I was puzzling so fast that I could do it regularly. And then I was doing some fun videos and yeah. But recently I haven't done a lot, so it's more like depends on the mood and how much time I have, how much work I want to put in a video or content.
Right.
Sometimes it's more like I need more space, I must put this away. And
I have to say, watching him destroy the puzzles, it was some of the funniest. I don't know why it's so funny, but I think it's the joy that he's getting from it. He just like, oh, I love it.
Yeah, I mean, he always looks happy, so
yes, yeah.
It's like evil destroying, but but in a cute way. And
yeah, that is it. It's like he's being naughty, but it's too cute to not just love it.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think it was after a few times I came up with this hashtag Peanut the Destroyer and just used it ever since. And it's just his thing.
Yeah, it's funny how these things kind of like naturally occur. Just like out of, you know, just doing something you think is normal or you know, funny once, it actually becomes a thing and people.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's the same with like Tumbling Tuesday or I think even Socky Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's like, you do this once and then it's so fun and you just do it again. Yeah. Because it's something, especially those events, it's something that everyone can just join.
Yeah.
It's very easy and yeah. It connects us all.
It does. You should have a, well, not that you don't have enough on your plate, but have a destroying party. That would be so funny. Like, when can you destroy?
Oh, this could get expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, it might get out of hand, but that would be funny.
Well, I will keep this in mind. Or maybe like for a birthday party theme.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny. Okay, Patu Towers, they ask, do you babies still go to noisy clubs a lot and plan secret school parties?
Okay, so this is probably referring to our video we did for school.
Mm.
That was the telephone joke we did. Yeah. So usually, of course, they would never do it. They are star students.
Yes.
They don't do that.
Right.
They would probably attend a party if it's not, if there's nothing illegal, like, you know, the people that bring the tequila and I'm not mentioning any names, so.
I will, Jesse Joker. No.
Of course they do it, but it's secret, so no one knows.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's true.
No,
nobody knows what they're really getting up to.
Don't tell the teacher.
Yeah.
We've just made it to graduation.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's all for those community questions. Those are cute. I love when they ask questions because they get into like more detailed stuff about the baby's accounts.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, you don't know every account that well. I mean,
because there's so many of us.
Yeah, a lot. But with some you are a lot closer, and it's easier to ask questions or maybe something funny, you know?
Yeah, like an inside joke maybe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like those. Those are funny. So we have just some like random questions that like kind of like more like getting to know you. Like it just it doesn't have to be deep or in depth. I mean, as much as you want.
Okay.
What are you watching on TV other than Hubert and Staller? Did I say that right?
Yes, you did it correctly. So I've been watching a lot of the Netflix shows that are coming and going. So what I have watched recently was Three Body Problem. I don't know if you've heard it.
No.
About it. So it's pretty big. There was a whole season. It's science fiction and like end of the world.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Drama, and I like that too. And I didn't know what it was about really, but it was recommended. So Collie and I, we talk a lot about TV shows, and yeah. So that was what I have just watched recently.
Oh, good. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything else, so.
I watched a show recently. I talked to Baby Yoda Cutie Star from Ireland, and she recommended a show that I hadn't heard of, and I watched it, and I was hooked. Like, it was so interesting. It was called Behind Her Eyes. Ooh. It was a real like twister at the end. It was pretty good.
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah, so what I really like is since we have streaming platforms, we probably tend to watch less of the normal TV stuff.
Yeah.
And the local stuff where and since then I discovered a lot of TV shows and movies also from other countries that mm-hmm. I never would have watched. So I've seen a lot of Korean shows by now because they also do a lot of horror and I love that.
Oh yeah, yes.
But also Spanish shows. So I watch in Spanish with subtitles and it's just really cool. It would never happen on German TV, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, I love that. What do you do? In your free time, do you have any other hobbies, anything you like to do?
I love reading a lot of Stephen King.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, reading, and I like video games. I don't play, like, I'm not a hardcore player, so not every day, but that's something I love to do. And sometimes I play guitar or a keyboard, but
oh,
not
wow.
very well.
Oh.
So just I try to play in a way that no one can hear me.
You probably sound better than you think, though. I think we're always our worst critic. That's cool.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite music like genre that you play, or that you try to play?
Well, I tend to play or listen to pop music and country mostly. I don't really have any favorite bands or artists, so it's like really mixed. It depends always on my mood, and
yeah,
it's really different, but I usually listen to playlists with lots of different bands or artists. Nothing special. It's very mainstream. So I listen to a lot of things that are in the charts anyway. And
yeah.
And I'm always a little bit behind because I used to listen to a lot of radio, but since I'm not traveling to work every day, mm-hmm. I'm not in the car and I don't listen to radio and I don't get to know what's new.
Yes.
It's really strange. So I still listen to most of the stuff that's really old and and then I see, oh, they already had like 3 new albums and I don't know them.
The same. Yeah, that's the same. I used to have to commute to work fully like round trip there and back each day was like an hour. So I would spend so much time listening to music and what was going on. And now I have no idea what's out anymore. So it's the same.
Yeah.
All right. Any favorite food? Any favorite type of food or?
Well, I think everything pasta and rice.
Oh, yeah.
Any combination. As long as it's not spicy.
Oh, no spicy food.
Nope.
Favorite colors?
Blue. Yeah, I think that's also Peanut's favorite color. Oh. So, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are questions somewhere. I don't know if it's in school or in, I don't know, like the Baby Yoda Fest or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where there are special questions asked and... Then I'm like, okay, I have to think about a color for each baby. And I need to remember it if someone asks again.
Yeah, that's the thing. Remembering it, right? Do you have a favorite movie?
So I love all the Harry Potter movies.
Yes.
So I'm a Potterhead. And so like, I think the second one, the Chamber of Secrets, is my favorite. But I like... action and horror in general. So, but if I had to choose, so I'm more a TV show person than a movie person. So, except for, there are some exceptions, but I don't tend to watch movies many times. I watch movies at the theater and I don't know, some people go and watch the same again and again.
Yeah.
Get it. Yeah.
I used to do that. I was doing that when the Harry Potter movies were coming out, like in the early 2000s. I would go to the movies and I would watch it like 2 or 3 times in the theater because I love the Harry Potter series so much. Yeah, those I could watch over and over again. Do you have a favorite season?
Spring and winter. So I do love snow, but we don't have a lot of snow here. So, but... I also like it when in spring everything turns green and everything starts blooming and that's just really nice. So
it's like a magical time of year, I feel.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite holiday?
Oh, that's not so easy. So I tend to say Christmas because Christmas is always so biggest holiday, I guess.
Yeah.
I like it, but I also like Halloween because Halloween is always short, and I mean it's always different from country to country. But we don't celebrate it that big here in Germany. But I just like fall season when you decorate everything.
Oh yeah.
And you have this cozy time, and then. A little bit spooky.
Yes. Spooky, yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. And that kind of probably speaks to your love for horror movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been asking people lately who they would like to hear from on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask it in hopes that more people would be like, oh, so-and-so wants to hear from me. Okay, I'll sign up and do it. So, because I think people are nervous to come on.
Yeah. I can imagine. So I was also very hesitant at first.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is no one I would not love to hear about.
Yeah.
What I think is, it could be really interesting having someone of the creator accounts on the podcast, like Noogie and Saul. I mean,
oh, yeah.
or Gogglers or Yodi of Sweden. I love what they're doing, and they're always so funny. And but in general, I would encourage everyone. It's really fun. It's nothing to be afraid of or to be nervous about. I mean, I was nervous, but now it feels so natural to talk to you. And
good.
I think it was in the last podcast or somewhere you said, hey, you can even sign up as two people or if you don't want to come alone.
Yeah, I think that might help people if they're feeling nervous to, you know, have somebody that they're friends with in the community to come on with them.
Yeah.
It'll take the pressure off of that one person.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's funny that you say it's like you were nervous at first, but then you realize, oh, it's nothing. Because it's totally not like any sort of professional thing. Like, we're both just sitting here laughing and feeling silly. So yeah, nothing to be worried about.
Dork power.
Dork power. Yes. That is the name of this podcast episode. Dork power. Dork powers unite. Oh gosh, oh. Jessica, it's been so fun talking to you.
Yeah, same here. So I really enjoyed it. I would love to do this again anytime. So
oh good.
I was already thinking, I mean, there's still a lot of time, but once the movie comes out, so you could like do special episodes where I'm probably not the right person, but like we have so many Star Wars experts in the community that could probably talk about it for hours.
Oh yeah.
Like analyzing, and I mean, I know that there are podcasts out there that do that kind of thing about movies and even TV shows where they analyze every episode. And I mean, we still have to wait until new content is out, but let's hope the podcast is still running until then.
Yeah.
And if someone's up to it and you still enjoy doing it, that I think that could be really
cool. Yeah, I like that idea. Just, and it's fun, even though there's other podcasts and other people out there analyzing things, to see to get our point of view, like people in the community here think about it. That would be really fun. That's a good idea. Anything else that we didn't talk about that you were wanting to mention or hope that we discussed?
No, I think we talked about a lot, and probably when it's over, I will remember things and like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah, that always happens. You know what? After you guys have the meetup in Germany this fall, it might be fun to have you come back on and talk about it.
Yeah, maybe someone else would even like to
come with you, like come on with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. That's going to be interesting.
Something to think about. Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So we will definitely make lots of photos and we'll share a lot in the community. But
yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. I love to see all this stuff. Okay, Jessica, well, thanks again. And I will be hoping to hear from you again soon. Well,
if no one else wants to talk, just ask me.
Okay. we'll dissect some TV shows or something. All right, friends.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
For joining us for this episode of We Are the BYC. I hope you enjoyed the show. Coming up next week, we get to hear from Becky, the human behind the account at Grogu Little Green. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, and you can also find us on Instagram at We Are the BYC. Also, let me know what you think of the audio quality of this week's episode. I have just enlisted the help of a producer who will now be doing the final show production. I'll still be editing the conversation or the interview part of the show, but since it's been taking me so long to finish each episode and get it ready for airing, being able to hand it over to a producer for the final polish will hopefully take a load off and help me get the episodes out sooner than every 2 weeks or more. So leave a comment and let me know if you notice a difference. Thank you so much for listening, and bye for now.